Right now, gas prices are near record highs. AAA reports a national average price of $4.24 per gallon. States in the South tend to see cheaper prices because they're closer to the Gulf of Mexico's oil rigs. But prices there have shot up, causing drivers to tighten their budgets. Stephen Basaha of the Gulf States Newsroom talked to three different kinds of drivers in Alabama to find out how they're navigating pumped-up gas prices.
Utah, Alabama is known as the gateway to the Black Belt, a part of the country known for rich soil and high poverty. But for Cliff Dunn, it's a pit stop. He's refueling as he drives his wife and two sons from Jackson, Mississippi to Knoxville, Tennessee.
Vacation, Dollywood, a little trout fishing, maybe some crappie fishing in Alabama on the way.
Dunn represents our first set of drivers. Let's call them the road trippers. A sign for Utah's Love's Travel Station advertising gas at $3.95 a gallon. And it's drawing drivers in. Once a car leaves one of the pumps, another pulls up. Dunn says the high gas prices change the trip itinerary, but it's not keeping them home.
Maybe it shaved off a day off vacation because I had to pay a little extra for gas, but who cares?
Russia's invasion of Ukraine has thrown energy markets into chaos, and the U.S. cut off Russian oil imports. Dunn sees the extra amount he's paying at the pump as a way for him to support Ukraine.
I can pay an extra dime at the pump to help those people out. Cut the Russians off, you know. We're pumping.
Gas prices can swing pretty wildly when driving between states. Miriam Lefwich noticed a difference when she drove from her home in Utah, Alabama, to an event in Jackson, Mississippi.
Yeah, I was pretty excited to see that $3.99 price because in Tuscaloosa, I had just noticed the prices was like $4.07, $4.09, $4.17.
Tuscaloosa is Lefwich's usual destination. She's our second kind of driver, the commuter. For 25 years, she's made the 35-mile drive for work. There are not many jobs in this rural part of Alabama, so working means making that increasingly expensive commute.
Where I would, you know, normally eat out a couple of times or just stop, you know, for a Starbucks or something like that. I have to, like, just put that on the back burner because I need to keep that money aside for my gas.
Living in Tuscaloosa would make the ride cheaper and easier, but Lefwich prefers the quiet of the Black Belt. So does Rosemarie Edwards. She lives in Bologie, the kind of small town where an ambulance siren is rare enough to set off a phone chain.
Down here, everybody's neighborly, they're concerned and nosy, too.
It's also a town where the average home earns less than $8,000 in a year. Edwards is our third kind of driver, which is a bit of a cheat because she doesn't actually drive.
It affects the non-driver just as much.
Being a non-driver is not an anomaly in Greene County, which includes both Bologie and Utah. Homeowners there are more than three times as likely not to have a car than the rest of the country. Edwards can't drive due to seizures, so she relies on her friendly neighbors to take her the 98 miles to Birmingham for her medical appointments.
I got one girl that goes to church with me, and she's pretty nice, and she'll take me. But I got to find out how much it's going to cost me now to go up there.
Gas going up also means Edwards pays more for those rides. Getting to a drugstore 23 miles south cost her about $45, up from $25 a few months ago. For Here and Now, I'm Stephen Basaha.